This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Evacuation flights from Afghanistan are continuing Friday, but with new urgency, a day after two suicide bombings targeted the thousands of desperate people fleeing the Taliban takeover, killing more than 100. The U.S. warns more attacks could come ahead of Tuesday's deadline for foreign troops to leave. But the crowd outside Kabul Airport in the capital Friday has been as large as ever. Afghan and U.S. officials say Thursday's bombings near the international airport killed at least 95 Afghans and 13 U.S. troops. It was the deadliest day for American forces in Afghanistan since August 2011. Britain's defense chief promised Friday to, quote, get to the bottom of a security lapse. It's all documents identifying Afghan staff members and job applicants left behind at the abandoned British embassy in Kabul. A Times of London reporter says he found the papers scattered on the ground as he toured Kabul's abandoned diplomatic district with a Taliban escort this week. Thousands of citizens who worked with Western forces have been trying to leave Afghanistan, fearing revenge attacks now that the Taliban control the country. The reporter claims the documents included the name and address of a senior embassy staff member, the contact details for other employees, and the resumes and addresses of people applying to be interpreters. The House of Commons Foreign Affairs Committee said it would hold an inquiry into how the documents got abandoned during the hurried departure of British diplomats from the embassy as the Taliban advanced on Kabul earlier this month. The Foreign Office said in a statement that, quote, during the drawdown of our embassy, every effort was made to destroy sensitive material. This is VOA News. Sweden's government said on Friday it would look at extending national security laws to allow police to spy on suspected gangs as authorities try to halt a surge in shootings that have led to more than 26 deaths this year. Sweden has gone from having one of the lowest rates of gun violence in Europe to one of the highest over the last couple of decades, pushing law and order to the top of the political agenda ahead of the general election next year. The country's interior minister says the government will appoint a commission to look at measures, including the expansion of secret preventative surveillance of suspects, currently only allowed in cases related to national security. There is already a commission looking at giving police greater powers to intercept electronic communications, which will report next year. Japanese media reported Friday a visually impaired Paralympian was hit by a self-driving bus in the athlete's village in Tokyo, suffering head and leg injuries. Toyota, which developed the autonomous shuttle buses used in the compound, says it suspended operation of the vehicles after the accident on Thursday afternoon. One of its electric buses, quote, made contact with a pedestrian who is visually impaired on a pedestrian crossing, Toyota said in a statement, apologizing and claiming it's fully cooperating with police. Several major local media outlets named the injured pedestrian as a Japanese judo athlete who may need weeks to recover from his injuries after being treated at the village's clinic. Thousands of athletes and team officials are staying in the Paralympic Village for the virus-delayed games that began on Tuesday. The self-driving buses were also used in the athletes' village during the Olympics. New Zealand on Friday extended a strict nationwide lockdown through Tuesday as it tries to quash its first outbreak of the coronavirus in 6 months. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said they expect to keep Auckland, where most of the cases have been found, in full lockdown for at least 2 more weeks. But she expects most other parts of the country to ease restrictions slightly from Wednesday. The announcement came as health authorities reported 70 new daily cases, the most yet in the outbreak, which has grown to nearly 350 cases in total. Ardern said there was evidence the lockdown was working and new case numbers were beginning to level off. And the U.S. is projected to see nearly 100,000 more COVID-19 deaths between now and December 1st, according to the nation's most closely watched forecasting model. But health experts say the toll could be cut in half if nearly everyone wore a mask in public spaces. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.